This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After a rocky 2020, when lockdowns kept casinos closed or restricted, gambling is back and then some. Commercial gambling revenue, that includes in-person, online, and sports betting, set an all-time record in March, taking in more than $5.3 billion, according to the American Gaming Association. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
During the pandemic, casinos across the U.S. became COVID testing sites and vaccination centers. Now they're back to blackjack and slot machines.
All that is happening.
Jerry Delpret is the COO of gaming at Fertitta Entertainment, which operates Golden Nugget casinos. He says so far this year, revenue is exceeding 2019. That's pre-pandemic. Customers are spending more per trip, and visitors are skewing younger.
But what's not come back in full force is our 50-plus crowd.
That's not the industry's only worry. Bill Miller is the CEO of the American Gaming Association.
The industry rebounded and showed its resilience. But the question of whether that pent-up demand would kind of run out or slow down, I think is still an open question.
Especially if people are more cautious with discretionary spending.
Anybody in any business that is in the travel, leisure, and hospitality space should be somewhat concerned about things like inflation, about gas prices.
But history is on the industry side. Brett Abarbanel at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas International Gaming Institute says gambling has been pretty recession-proof.
These sin industries, so things like gambling, alcohol, they can weather economic storms in a fairly straightforward way because people like spending money on things that, you know, it makes them feel good.
Plus, gambling is more accessible than ever. Abarbanel says in the last few years, online gambling has become legal in more than 30 states. So brick-and-mortar casinos like Hard Rock Atlantic City are getting into online gaming too. Joe Lupo is the casino's president.
So you can be in Hoboken or Jersey City and play online and earn rewards to be able to then come down here to Hard Rock Atlantic City and stay overnight, go see a show.
Because for resorts, revenue is more than just gambling. It's dinner and drinks. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.